Welcome to the last weekly episode of HackerMind. I know my co-host tends to have a more pessimistic outlook on change.
Yeah, man, change is never good.
Change is always good. You just have to see it in the right light.
Oh, sometimes change is good, but most of the time change is bad.
No, that's not true at all, because if you stick with one thing for too long, it gets dull, it gets repetitive, it gets boring. You know, change basically injects something new into something that was growing old and tiresome.
Well, that's one way to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what we're going to be trying to do here at HackerMind, because, like I said, this week is our last weekly show. Surprisingly, we really haven't had any complaints. Have you gotten any? Is Dash? No. Oh, that is so like Dash. He gets so upset that this is our last episode. Oh, good, and our streams are dying. We got people being disconnected. But that's okay, because we keep on recording. Let's see if we can get Dash back. And you ain't getting any more. Okay, I don't know what's up with Dash. Alright, we seem to have... There he is. He was calling me.
Here we go.
I don't know why he decided to hang up on us the same time the streams died.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Our streams died, but they I got it set so that they magically reconnect now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh, they reconnect right away.
How'd you do that?
How'd I do that? Oh, just magical settings, Dash. You have to have the skills that I have. So, now we don't have to worry about that, and we don't have to let anything come between us and this last weekly show.
Right, son.
Except for you hanging up on us.
It was an accident.
Yes. All right, now, as I was saying... We're changing things around a bit, and I had asked you, did you receive any complaints at all about the format change?
No, none whatsoever.
Me neither. I've gotten some words of support. I got people that say they understand it. I mean, I'm sure some of our more fanatical listeners, and you know who you are probably a little bit upset that they're not going to be able to hear our wonderful voices each and every week. Oh yeah, I know they look forward to that. But, no, we're still here. We're still doing our thing. Now we're going to have a two-hour-long episode every month. And as I said in Freak 23, it'll be released on the 20th of every month. So that'll give us, almost another month to make a two-hour episode that we can edit together. We can make it as good as possible, and hopefully give HackerMind a facelift.
Well, yeah, it's a change. We'll just see how it goes.
Well, it's it looks to be like a good idea, at least to me anyway, because you know, obviously people want to know, well, why are we changing? Mainly, like we said last week, if you were here, and you should have been, we had said that, you know, it's really difficult making a quality show each and every week. If you look at the guys on Off the Hook, and I know I use them as an example a lot, but I mean, this show is pretty much based off of that. They've been doing this for almost 15 years.
That's a really long time.
Yeah, so no wonder that they kind of just resort to, so, how was your day?
Yeah.
You know, they fall back to that type of stuff because it's really exhausting week after week. But even still, you know, Emmanuel Goldstein pretty much makes his living off that show. I'm not saying he makes money from it, but, you know, I mean, every time he goes on the air, he's able to say his magazine and get a couple more sales. So there's a reason to do it. And I want to say that the Rant Radio stream died yet again. The second one died. The first one's still up. So let it be known that it's not us here. It should magically reconnect, but I might have to do my voodoo on it.
Oh, yeah, your voodoo?
Yeah.
Voodoo involves going into the settings.
There we go.
Button that says...
And the first stream died. See, this is another reason why we have got to get the hell out of this live format, because... you know, we always have to...
So unreliable.
We always have to worry about these streams, you know, and... I like to say that, you know, with my magical setup that we can just ignore it, but I can't ignore it, because when I see the stream die, my first reaction is, get it back up, get it going.
Yeah, that's a natural reaction.
And if you want to complain about the streams dying, you can do so at irc.box.sk, Channel HackerMind, or, for you outcasts, irc.esper.net, Channel HackerMind. Isn't that right, Dash?
That is correct, sir.
Are you an outcast, Dash?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
I am.
Yeah, I'm not, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, to each his own, really.
To each his... Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. But, I'm looking forward to the future with a positive attitude, and I think...
I am too. You know, I'm not going to go into this all negative. That doesn't get you anywhere.
Well, I certainly hope not. I know that, well, we both reached this as an agreement. You know, we both thought this would be the best thing to do for the show, because it's just, it's tough on us, and I know that it shows in each and every episode. You know, we struggle every week to make it as good as possible, so this will hopefully give us a bit of a break, and... I don't know. You know, who knows what's going to happen after this? This is just another chapter in HackerMind's life.
So, how was your day?
How was my day, huh? Well, geez, let's see. Well, I went to the mall.
You go to the mall, man?
I went to the mall.
Oh.
How was your day?
My day? Oh, well, you know, it was all right, I guess.
You should rent The Thing, man. I don't know what you're waiting for.
They said it was all gory and stuff.
Oh, you pussy.
I'm not into
Thing.
I'm not into the gore like you. I like scarier ones.
It is a scary movie. It scared the crap out of me. You got to see it. Go into the chat room. People will tell you to see it.
Well,
we got a show to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Do we have a show to do?
Yes, we do, because I have some dial-ups that people can play with.
This is the show.
Yeah, and I have some dial-ups that people can play with.
Well, that's extraordinary.
Thank you. Okay, I would call it, but I think you know what we're going to hear. It's going to be a modem sound. Here's one number to check out. You know, we usually give out IP addresses and stuff for people to play with. Well, here's an actual telephone number. Some of you hackers out there might know what that is. See, back in the day, people actually had to dial stuff like that,
and
you know. But nowadays, everything's done with IP addresses. And, well, some people still dial stuff. You know, you AOL users. Greetings.
Your regular ISP users.
Yeah, you've got mail. Anywho, here's a number for you to dial, and if you don't know how to dial it,
be ashamed of yourself.
203-974-4000. Or you can also try 4001.
Or 4002.
Actually, I haven't tried 4002. Let's try that right now. Let's see what we get.
Okay.
9744 1 2. Well, it sounds more like a fax machine, but believe it or not, that's one of the modems, because that's what
I got before.
Yeah,
where I tell you, 4002, man.
4002, well, yeah, I mean, there's probably dial-ups all over this thing. I only had time to check these first few, but there's also another one. This is the one that I first noticed. It's at 203-974-4033. Now, that's actually a help desk at my former school, Southern Connecticut State University.
Right, when you connect, what do you get?
A login.
Okay, I see.
And it says that the password that you use to log into the NT domain will work. Now, we all know that NT and Microsoft typically have default passwords like admin, administrator, guest, stuff like that. So, if you want, you can play around, see if you can get some help at the help desk.
Help desk.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't even need a Wingate because, well, you really can't go through one.
No, you can't.
Unless you know something I don't. Let's get one of those mad, crazy dial-out lines, you know, call up a computer and dial out from it. Ha ha! Mad skills. So how's your week been, Dash?
My week?
Yeah, have you had any technological adventures that you care to share with us and the rest of our listeners?
First it was, how was your day, and how was my week?
Well, Dash, I'm trying to bring you into the show more. You know, this is our last chance for quite some time, so I want to make sure that I don't neglect you.
Bro, it is our last live show, and I was reminiscing about all of our other live shows earlier.
And what did you come up with?
I just sat there thinking about them. But we had a lot of good shows. I mean, I think all of our shows were good, except for the occasional, you know, one or two. I could say they were all right. But we had a lot of good shows.
All right. So, like, what's one of your fondest memories from the past 2 years? Probably not being arrested.
Probably the 1 year anniversary.
The 1 year anniversary. Yeah, yeah, that was cool. Now,
I got echo on the line. That's kind of cool.
Well, we can't hear it on this end.
I can hear it. Cool.
Are you calling through a carrier access code?
No.
Just straight?
Yeah.
What are you doing that for?
Why not?
You realize how much money you could save if you use 101.6868?
You realize.
How much money you could save if you use that? Yeah, I do.
I kick your butt. But I got echo. Why do I have echo?
Well, do you want to call back?
No, I don't want to call back. It's kind of cool to listen to, but still, I shouldn't have echo. My service should be flawless.
Who are you using?
Southwestern Bell.
Southwestern Bell. Well, that's just great. Now, what you really want to listen for is Crosstalk, because that's the damn coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. There's that echo.
And, hey, there's another thing. Remember the time when, I'm not sure if we played the recording of it, but I know that I was trying to call you, answered, and we heard, I mean, we must have heard like 17 other conversations going on.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm saying hi, and I hear somebody at like the end of this tunnel going, hi. And it was someone else, because they were saying different things, so don't just think I was hearing an echo like Dash is.
No, it was probably an echo.
That was the coolest damn thing in the world, and I remember I was staying on the line. I know you hung up, but me, I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. I'm just like, I'm sitting there just listening to all these people talking, and you know, the amazing thing is that they were going on and on about their conversations like they didn't even notice anything.
Yeah,
it was only me and one other person that really heard it. So, I mean, you can just imagine all these copper lines just all, like, intermingled, you know, and voices creeping over into other lines. There's chaos in the phone system, and here I am just listening to it. I really didn't want to hang up, because when you get Crosstalk, oh, man, that's like getting struck by lightning these days, because it's so cool, and yet it happens so seldomly. You know, it's just...
Yeah, it's rare. It's a rare occasion.
Yeah, it's an amazing event, and if you get it, you damn well better record it.
When I called, I thought, dialed the wrong number. So I hung up. I didn't know I got crosstalk.
You mean back then when I called you?
Yeah. Oh, you called me?
Yeah.
I called you.
Are you? What are you talking about? I'm talking about the time we got the massive crosstalk. Are you talking about on the show?
I'm trying to remember.
Because I had called you. You had answered, and I was like, Dash? Dash?
On the show?
Anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
Let's just move on here.
Okay.
Me and Dash are living in separate worlds right now.
I guess so, man.
Because I was... All right, listen, let's clarify this once and for all. I was talking about a couple months ago, maybe like a year ago even.
A couple months ago or a year? Yeah, I remember once this happened. I called you.
Okay, so you called me, I'm wrong. You called me and we got the crosstalk, right?
I think that's what happened.
Okay. I think I called you, but that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about anything that happened on this show.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have that clarified. Dash thinks he called me, I think I called him, because I was trying to record it either way. And I think I got a little bit of it, and we might have played it, but I have no idea where that went. But if you ever get crosstalk, record it. I don't care what you have to do. Record that. Stick a tape recorder next to it if you can't hook one up, and put it on a speakerphone, or just put the handset up to the radio or up to the recorder and get it, because that's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing these days. And send it in, damn it.
Send it to us.
Yes, yeah, send it straight to us because we want to hear it and we want to play it for fun.
Fun to you.
Yeah, crosstalk. That's another cool thing that we did on the show. And then, you know, there were other times when, you know, more recent things, like when we mail bombed cell phones.
Yeah, that was fun. And that time we kind of stumbled upon the VARTEC thing.
Right, how VARTEC was allowing people to actually make free phone calls.
Yeah.
By, now, how did we do that? Do you remember?
We were trying... Let me see if I remember.
Will Dash remember? That is the question.
We were trying to figure out... We were trying to see if they had A&I, right?
Right, right. That's how it all started.
Yeah. And then, when we called, they said that they have the number, and they asked us for one.
Right, right. What number, though?
What number?
What number did
calling,
not...
The number we're calling from.
Right, right. They didn't have the number that we were calling from,
yes.
which is basically the universal symbol for, woohoo, free call.
Exactly.
Because what we then...
That was a fond memory.
Yeah, what we then did was give them Dash's cell phone number on the air. That way we're not... You know, we're not breaking any laws, we're not racking up any phone bills, and they billed it. They actually billed it to his cell phone, and he was able to make the call. And we had pointed out that if he had given them anyone else's number, they would have billed it.
They wouldn't.
Because we had played around with it a couple of times, and I know that he had given different area codes, and you know, he would give a false number, and the operator would act like, oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Knowing, I just found it.
Found it. Thank you, sir.
You know, and then they would get the number, and they would complete the call. I don't know if we ever found out about them passing A&I. I think we got so caught up in this that, I don't know, we were just really hooked. And I can remember that happening quite a bit, actually. I remember... one time I had found a calling card service where you can call up a number and, like with any calling card, enter in a PIN number and place your call. So, of course, you know, I was trying random numbers. I remember I entered in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, and it told me that I had time left on that card. So I get my hopes up. I'm thinking, oh, cool, I found a working number. Which, you know, I don't recommend you go around basically running up bills on people's card numbers, but, of course, I dashed down to a payphone and I tried it, and they told me that I have about, I think it was 3 seconds left on the card.
Yeah, 3 seconds. You found something, but it wasn't quite the...
Yeah, it wasn't quite what I was hoping for, and then when it ran out, it said, please stay on the line for an operator. I'm like, oh, no, don't think I'm going to be doing that. I remember something else like that happened, right?
I don't know if something else like that happened.
Yeah, I remember, oh gosh, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I can remember standing on a dock, and because that's where the payphone that I went to was, and I was calling you up, and I was telling you that something wasn't what we had thought it was. I think we thought we had found a PBX, because we got a dial tone or something. You remember that? You call it up, you get a dial tone, we entered a number, and then it says, please hold for an operator or something like that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, but it turned out that when the operator gets on the line, they actually they ask you how you want to pay for it or something like that.
Yeah.
And no, that was kind of a disappointment, but you know, these are things that we've tried and we've brought to our listeners so that they don't have to make asses of themselves.
But, we like to do that, though.
We do, and we've made asses of quite a few people. Do you remember that nasty letter I got from Cyberback?
Yes, I do remember that.
Oh, man, here I am. I'm sending in a very legitimate request for an interview, basically, just information, because, why don't you tell them what has happened?
Well, we've gone over this a few times, but I had gotten, My previous internet service provider had canceled my account because I had port scanned a college in my area, and the college had phoned the ISP and told them about it. Either it was a port scan or the proxy hunt. I don't remember what it was, but anyways, they canceled my account without any notice to me whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And you emailed them.
Yeah, I emailed them as a reporter. I gave a different name, but that's okay. You can have an alias. And, you know, I said that I'm with Frequency, I'm in the Northeast, you know, and I want, you know, to either set up an interview or, you know, if he would answer a few questions. And I think specifically I had said, you know, how do you respond to terminating someone's internet service when they haven't done anything illegal, you know? And the guy writes back, oh, he wrote such a mean letter. He's like, he's saying to me that I looked up this magazine in the Hall of Records or some crap, and I didn't see it, and, you know, it's a federal crime to impersonate someone. All this BS going on and on, basically threatening me for asking for information.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I think Cyberback really, really spoke for themselves there.
Yeah, well, that was kind of a... It was interesting in a kind of strange way, because the letter itself was mean. It was, got such a weird response from them. It was weird.
Yes, it was. We should actually try to let's see if we can get in touch with Cyberback. First, I want to see if they have an 800 number.
Free directory assistance powered by TellMe. Say the full name of the listing you want.
Cyberback Internet.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. You can leave out extra information, such as location or department. Please say just the name of the listing you want.
Cyberback.
I'm sorry, I'm not finding a match. Some companies don't list their toll-free numbers. It's possible that the number you want isn't listed. Operators are available to assist you Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like an operator to help you look for your listing, please call back during those hours. Thanks for using toll-free directory assistance.
I would call back, but this is a matter of life and death, so I can't do that.
But I don't think they have an 800 number.
You know, it is so like them to not have an 800 number.
It's so like them. Hey, let me check. Right quick.
That's what I want to do right now.
No phone number. Oh, they have a toll-free number. Yeah, they have a 888 number.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they just didn't list it. What's that number, Dash?
888-825-0165.
Let's give them a call.
You have dialed a number that is not available from your calling area.
Oh.
133P.
133P?
Oh boy, they're on to us, Dash.
133P?
Yeah, why?
But yeah, you want me to try calling?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, hang on.
Ah ha ha! Yes, Cyberback. You think you're pretty smart, don't you? Of course they're closed, but we won't tell Dash that.
Thank you for calling Cyberback Internet.
You're welcome.
Support is available from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Through
Friday, and from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday morning.
Well, we want to leave a message.
Take support. Please press 1 now.
Yeah.
Transferring call.
Yes.
Hold.
There we go.
Do we need tech support?
Yes, we do.
Please continue to hold for just a moment longer. We will be on the line shortly to answer your call.
I just want to piss them off.
Please be assured that your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
Listen to that music, yeah. Grooving on it. Yeah.
Dash, do you have anything you'd like to ask him?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him if they support Linux.
Okay, good.
But they're not there. Probably.
Dash, they're there.
Are they? They're just sitting there?
Yes. Of course. See, just a moment longer, Dash.
Just a moment. But you said that a moment ago.
I didn't say it. They did. But we'd like to have Wintermute on in a moment. He's going to be talking about wireless networks.
Yeah, we could just...
Ah. I think this leads to yet another recording. It's all just a big joke.
We get some funky music and we get a whole bunch of rings.
Oh, wouldn't that be hilarious?
I wonder how long this ring is going to go on.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if they put you on hold and they were closed? Well, let's give it five more. That's one.
Never ending ring.
That's two.
The never-ending ring.
Yeah,
they're gone.
No, I can't believe they actually put you on hold.
Can you believe that?
How can they put you on hold and not even be there?
Well, they said they closed at 9, but you think...
Yeah, but they still put you on hold!
I know. They make you believe somebody's going to answer.
They actually give you that little glimmer of hope. You know, they say, we're not here, but if you need tech support, press 1.
Yeah, if you stay on the line, it'll just be just a moment.
Just one more moment. You know, and then...
Well, 9 a.m. rolls along, and then somebody will answer.
What I want to know is, why did it take so long to get out of the queue and actually get a ring? Why do we have to sit there for that long if nothing's even happening there?
That's a good question. Can't argue with that question.
It's just a big game to these guys.
Yeah, well...
It's sickening.
It is sickening, and I'll tell you what else.
What else?
Makes me want to puke.
Well, don't do that. All right, now, are you in the chat room by, or the, man, people would kill me if I call in the chat room. Are you in the chat channel, Dash?
I'm not in the chat room, no.
No, we have to find out if our boy Wintermute is ready for our call.
I'll ask him.
Alrighty. We'll find out if Wintermute...
Says he's here.
Oh, he's there. He's ready to go.
He said, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to call the number that he gave me.
Hopefully it's the right number.
Alright, I'm going to try it. And no, you can't hear it. Well, maybe you can, but if you do, you have very good ears.
Yo.
Yo, Wintermute, how you doing?
Good. What's the deal, yo?
Not much.
All right, so this, of course, is our friend Wintermute, who we met at H2K2. He's been on the show before.
Yo, yes.
I can barely hear him.
Yeah, what?
I can barely hear you.
All right, let me, I don't know. Better? Worse?
Yeah, a little better.
Okay. Phone's kind of messed up. I had to, you know how they have the, on the, you know, usually when you have the receiver, that thing that snaps back to the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I modified, I took the normal phone jack, the RJ11 jack,
mm-hmm.
shaved the size down, so I now have a normal phone line connecting to the phone.
Cool.
So, because the curly thing would just get in the way, it was tangling around boxes and stuff, I have to have this nice little modified one, so.
I hate the curly thing.
Curly shit. So, I have a good, now it's just a phone cable, but sometimes it gets unplugged, sometimes you gotta mess with it to get it back together, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It works.
Well, you should see the line that I have on my phone right now between the receiver and the actual base. This thing, it has, like, the knot from hell in it. Okay? No, I'm serious. If I pick up the receiver right now, it will go about 1 inch away from the base before the knot catches it. This thing is like a ball of Christmas lights all knotted together. It's ridiculous. But enough about my problems.
Yeah, well, I have had a bad day, but we won't talk about that. Just trying to fix this goddamn client's computer. Told Dash about how it won't take Windows, or it won't take Office 2000, but I don't care about it anymore. I fixed it, so everything's fine on that front.
Okay, that's right. Good.
So everything's working, everything's all set, right?
Yeah, and I've been working all up until the show, and I totally forgot to prepare anything, but I have what I've written down, but I'll give the story. You want me to begin with what happened? The leading of this discovery.
Hey, feel free. The show is yours.
All right, so I'm going, you know, we feel like, all right, let's go to H2K2. So get everything ready. We're leaving the 11th. So we're at O'Hare. We're pulling in. I forgot what we took to there. We get there, go through security, of course. I have to be checked, scanned, take my shoes off, you know, all that stuff that comes with security these days.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking United. So we get to the gate, and I'm like, let's see what's up. Maybe there's some wireless around here. Because I had all my gear with me. Fire that up. Fire up NetStumbler. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nothing's going to be here. Nothing's going to be broadcasted. So, but then six networks come up. All the same thing. Bag Scan UAORD. And that would stand for Bag Scan. Well, whatever that would be. Baggage Scan, UA for United Airlines, and ORD, which would be the airport code for O'Hare.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is pretty cool. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to get internet from it, and I don't want to really mess with it right now. So I just start up my Pacific program, Aeropeak. The Etherpeak is the company that makes an Aeropeak is a wireless subset, wireless program of it. Fire that up. Record about 1,700 packets, and I'm like, yeah, I'll mess with it later. Now comes right around. Now I check it out. I ignore it. I didn't even touch it. The whole trip at H2K2, I just leave it in my computer. I'm over at Midway. Are you guys still there?
Oh, where are you?
Okay, yeah. No one's our greens. I'm getting a little worried. Anyways, Midway is the other big airport in Illinois or Chicago, so we're there now, and I'm like, all right, let's see what we can find here, and I was just looking around, you know, I think I found someone's peer-to-peer network, didn't really mess with it. I look at my logs, I wanted to see, well, you know, let's look at those O'Hare logs, and I'm looking through, I'm like, I would have messed with it more at O'Hare if I saw IP, I didn't see any IP addresses, so I was just MAC addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it, and I start seeing NetBIOS, and I'm like, why is NetBIOS here? There's no... Shouldn't this be running IP? And I'm thinking... And then I look at the NetBIOS. And if I recorded 1,700 packets, only 36 of them were data, which you consider... The program breaks it down, 802.11b management and 802.11 data, 802.11 control, a bunch of different stuff. About 87%, good chunk of it, was just the access point beaconing, which would give whoever's looking for an internet for an access point, the beacon of the network name.
Right.
And you already, and that, all, basically all was it. So I cut all that out, and I find 36 packets that were NetBIOS. Now, I don't know if they set this up to, I don't know why they did this, but I think it's real legitimate, because let me bring this up. I'll tell you one of the file names. Let me do the same thing as before. Cut out only the Netflix. Here we go.
Now let me ask you this: was there any form of encryption on this wireless network?
Well, these networks were unencrypted.
They were wide open.
Yeah, there was no encryption whatsoever. These are wide open. And the other thing is, they were, after looking at it, these were Cisco routers, and these Cisco routers, how the Cisco routers work is there's some space in every beaconing packet for some information. All of these beaconing packets included a string that had it said AP, a number. Those numbers were like, they were just random numbers. There's just 12, 14, 20, 25. There's about 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say gate, or just G, I forgot. I have a shorthand in my handspring. Gate, C93, C19, and then it says IP2. And then there's a bunch of other ones. But some of them are like through. So like gate, C11 through C15.
Right.
That was in those packets. So I'm just going to... I gotta find a NetBIOS packet really quick so I can really screw with me today. Let me see.
It's really good to know that there's absolutely no encryption.
No security there at all.
At an airport.
The thing that should be secure.
Yeah, exactly.
Of anything. Nothing. Just.
It's like going up to a military computer and just walking right into it and being like, oh, hey, look at this.
Look what I got. Exactly. So and I'm surprised because there was one that had encryption. There was one at another airport I went to that had encryption, and that was fine.
Right.
That was encrypted. It was one of them was a JetBlue, the other network.
Right. And actually utilizing this encryption is not that difficult of a process.
Well, no, it isn't. All you got to do is put it in there.
Right. If you're able to set up a wireless network like these people obviously were, you can use encryption. Why don't they?
Exactly. Well, all right. So when you set up the wireless, you know it's supposed to be. Oh yeah, it's gonna be good. It's easy. It's secure. But only if you turn the encryption on will it be ever secure.
Exactly.
It's not gonna be. And a lot of it is there's some incompatibilities. I don't know. But all right, here is what I found. In one of the packets, and my program breaks down the packets, and there is some CRC error, so there's some problems with some of the packets, but there's a file path name. The file path name was /log/xray9/i.ohere.009.
Did you say X-ray?
X-ray. That's right, folks. X-ray.
As in X-ray machine?
Yes. Now, I haven't gone and tried anything yet because I'm not as elite as to go and find and using MAC addresses and program because I don't even know what they have there because they only spent 10 minutes at the gate. And that's all I did with grabbing these packets. But a bunch of the packets were looking for like file rename, like file erasing
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And one file name that came up in this packet was to... open and bring it and execute, I guess. And that was it was using service message block and NetBIOS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to open it. And the file path name it was looking for was /logs. That's xray9/i.ohere.009. And that was the packet.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad if that's there. And I thought. I was thinking, and this is me sitting down at Midway, and I'm like, that's not good. If that is open like that, that's not good at all. So I immediately just thought, well, I'm not going to be going back to O'Hare anytime soon, so we'll have to wait until I can go back there. Maybe something else will be there, or maybe it'll be encrypted, and maybe it'll get smart.
So in your mind, what do you think... are the consequences of leaving their network like this? What do you think could happen?
Okay, let's say that someone got smart, actually did the same thing I did, got in there, but they actually got in there, and from what I can't tell what the system is, I can't tell anything because all I saw, the only data was NetBIOS.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell what's in the system or anything because I didn't have the kind of tools for it. So I know that it looks like it's probably, it might be Windows, it might be some proprietary software that's running in every X-ray machine. Mm-hmm. Now, if that is, then every X-ray machine is saving the packets, or saving the X-rays, which could be, I thought, well, isn't that kind of invasion of privacy? They're saving X-rays, pictures of X-rays, and then I thought, well, maybe they're saving it just to just show examples. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that if those are open and there's no way of, since there's zero encryption, I have no idea. You could grab that stuff and have the pictures. I don't know. But if it is encrypted, then it's locked down, and there might be password stuff. But if it is open, you could probably just pull off X-rays.
Right.
People's bags. And who knows? You could upload stuff too and mess with them. I don't know.
That's what really interests me. What could you put into there?
What could you put? What kind of? And now this is a weird. It says o.here.009, and that was a log. It had started with /log.
Right. Because what I would, I mean, I could just imagine someone uploading like a picture of like an X-ray of a dog into that.
Exactly.
You know, like someone gets their bag scanned and they see a picture of a dog. It's, I don't know, just crazy stuff.
That would be pretty sad. I've been looking at those. I kind of look over and look at the other X-ray machines. It looks more like a video that's saved. It goes scrolling across.
Really?
Well, when I see it, maybe it's a big, right, it's a big white background with whatever they're scanning.
Mm-hmm.
And when, this is just me looking at their computer screen, and it looks like maybe it's a picture that's just sliding across.
Yeah.
I think that's it, because it kind of looks, because I think how the X-ray machine works, it comes in, scans it, and it spits the picture out, because then a red light turns on saying that the X-ray is in use.
Mm-hmm.
The picture that slides across.
Okay.
And if, now let's say, you probably couldn't do it live, you probably couldn't just send something out there. You probably have to put it in there, and if they go back, check.
Right, right.
Dog. or like a midget. Oh man, that would be bad. But these are log files, so I don't really exactly know. I think they're opening up logs of maybe they're checking like, oh, this is okay, or maybe they're actually like recording. I don't know. I can't tell from what I've gotten.
See, I would love to have like a laptop that's just hollowed out and it has metal rods inside of it that spell out "fuck you" or something like that.
Oh man!
So when the thing goes through the X-ray, they just see that looking right in their face.
Well, that would be pretty funny. But then,
yeah, I don't think they'd like me very much though.
No,
yeah.
Probably not.
No, that would be pretty bad.
Well, I'll blame it on Dash.
Everything's blamed on Dash.
Yeah. Well. You know, it's just the way of things around here, right, Dash?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly right.
All right, so Wintermute, do you have anything else to add?
Not really anything. I just got to say that there's an article I was reading a day ago that a guy just did basically the same thing. He was walking around the airport and he found another wireless network, and it was at a like those red carpet clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk in there, you pay some money, and you can stay there and wait for your plane.
Yeah.
Network there, and it was locked. It was it wasn't encrypted, it was open. But to get internet access, you had to register.
Okay.
All he did was he looked at all the traffic, and he found, he first found a couple people's mailboxes and passwords, because those were unencrypted. He found their logins, and then he found the other people's IP addresses, changed his IP address to that IP address, and got internet access. So, I mean, this stuff, it's really hard to tell, because if someone turns on encryption, it's damn hard to get in, unless they pick a really stupid way of encrypting.
Yeah.
But if it's unencrypted, then it's just as bad as a hub network.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the an access point is the equivalent of a hub network, unless it's encrypted. And then if it's encrypted, you have to break the encryption. And as I found it, H2K2, all the new access points are being released. It's actually a flaw in the way it encrypts it. It's not a flaw in the encryption itself. It's the way the access point of the web, the wireless security works,
mm-hmm.
that it spits out a bad key or every few thousand packets, but now the firmware stops that packet from being sent when it sees it.
Okay.
They're basically locked.
So how long do you think it's going to be before war driving and all that eventually die off?
I think never, because I think people will always... I think there would be people like that are working office buildings that just put this stuff in and don't return our encryption. We did the same thing at my 26th Center meeting. We just fired up a laptop outside, walked to the top of a, we live in, well, I'm living in Chicago, we walked to the top of a parking structure, got internet access, not hard at all.
But isn't it possible for the people that make these things to just turn encryption on by default?
No, because you have to have matching pairs on both ends. You can't just have, if you sell, let's say Linksys sells a package with an access point and a card, they could do that. But then they would probably make it the same for everything, or they would. It's kind of hard because I don't think they would do that for every single one.
Right.
It's kind of hard to do that. And the other thing is that there's the interoperability,
mm-hmm.
and they usually don't sell stuff in those kind of packages.
Right, right.
If you buy an access point and you buy a wireless card, those are two separate things. You have no idea if they're the same encryption. So you have to turn the encryption on.
Yeah, that's always been my real big factor that keeps me from getting into wireless. It's because you have to buy the card first or the access point first. I mean, I could set up a network in my house. I could buy an access point for like $150, set that up, then get cards for each of my machines, and, you know, you're looking at a lot of money here.
Yeah, well, it's another thing that a lot of people do this because it's a lot of money, but then some of the things like Office Depot or sales and stuff. But yeah, it is a lot of money, and the problem is even when you spend that money, you don't even turn on basic stuff, so...
Right, right. And... Now, if I were to get a card, like let's say any of our listeners went out and bought a wireless internet card. Now, granted, if they don't have an access point themselves, and you know they right, they're not supposed to have internet access, but could they just go driving around their neighborhood until they found a business or somebody that did have internet access?
Exactly what I did.
And that's all there is to it. They could just camp out there and.
What? It's about wardrobe. Because one day I just rode around my neighborhood looking for them. I found 100 of them.
Damn.
I mean, 100 of them. And I mean, I'm like, damn, I'm good just driving around.
Were these businesses or residences?
Residences, businesses. I mean, not too many businesses would use them, but I mean, in big metropolitan areas, yes.
Right.
Yeah, some businesses would use them, but I mean, the funny thing is that you find smart people. They turn on encryption and then make a funny SSID. Like, war driver, beware. I'm like, fuck you, man. Touch me if you're encrypted network. You can't, like, try to hunt me down. Another one said, like, space for rent.
I like that one.
I mean, people have a sense of humor around, and I sound like Yo Mama. There's some funny ones out there. And then, of course, some of the smarter people actually turn on encryption.
See, I'm tempted just to buy one of these cards and go looking for these things.
I do. That's what I did. I'm like, you know, I want to try this out. So I bought the card. I went around. The first trip was just up and down a street. And yeah, I parked in front of someone's house, got internet access.
Mm-hmm.
Not that hard. Some of it's kind of slow because you're kind of far away, and the radio is kind of wacky. But then I made a Pringles can. It's not all that good. It's not as good as something that could be commercial. Because it's not like exact radio radio wave proportions and stuff.
Right.
And make it that, all that exact. I mean, and I've been told that it's not really even the right, the Pringles can itself isn't even the right size.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I got really into it. I have a lot of stuff. I don't have a hell of a lot of stuff, but if people have stuff HDK to, some of them are insane. the kind of stuff that they're carrying around, so I don't have that kind of stuff. But yeah, even if you don't have a wireless network in your house, you can go have fun with this stuff.
So how much would a good wireless card cost someone?
Well, mine was it's the Orenco gold card, and that had, I only bought it because it had some extra stuff in it that I think it had a better, it had 128-bit encryption
mm-hmm.
on it, so I could do that if I ever bought an access point. And that was like 80 or 90 bucks. And then there's really, the best way I thought for anyone that doesn't know what they're doing is to read the latest 2600 after I read that article.
Mm-hmm.
They have like three pages on it, on wireless networks, and I found a lot of stuff on that, than more that I didn't at anywhere, and just by myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good article. They had
That's by Greg Oren, right?
Yeah, Greg Oren.
Yeah.
He was there. He wrote the Linux version of kind of like a Netflix, like Netflix Tumblr, the Windows like kind of access point or like wireless sniffer.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, his med, Kim's med, whatever the hell name of it is his Linux one, and that one's a lot better. I know that I've seen the comparison between what you find with, and some of what you find with Kim's med, because it works, explains in the article, it works a different way, finds a hell of a lot more of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually a better one. If you go the Linux route, and a lot of the new Linux distributions, they have everything. A lot of the cards have drivers already for them.
Okay.
The cards, now mine was like $90. That was that's a good card because it finds a lot of stuff. You can do it works with NetStumbler. There's two different chipsets. There's the Hermes chipset and the Prism chipset. Prism doesn't work with the NetStumbler. Hermes does. And the NetStumbler one, and that works for me. And then that's fine. It's got an external antenna jack, so you plug in your external antenna. This one, I'm pretty sure you can do with a lot of cards, but you can if you get a certain firmware, you can have automate. You can change your MAC to anything you want. Not like an ARP poison, but it's actually the real. It becomes the MAC address becomes whatever you want.
Right. Right.
Which I do, I change it to a MAC address if I don't want the hardware one.
Okay, so I know that a lot of our listeners probably have Linux or some variation of it. So what kind of card would you recommend for someone that wants to use Linux?
What card I have right now is really good.
Okay, and what's that one called again?
Orenco. It's Lucent. It could be called Lucent. It could be the Orenco Gold card. That's online. Really cheap. There's a site called Fab, FAB. It's F and then B as in boy -corp.com.
Okay.
That site has like everything you would want.
Okay.
Wireless stuff. I believe those have cards too. If just looking around, a lot of the boards like the NetStumbler forums, you ask any of those guys, they'll tell you exactly what to do. The real high-end card that I've seen that they talked about HUK2 was the Cisco card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the model number to it. I'll find that and I could try to I'll try to look for that one out and post it. But that's got like dual antenna jacks. There's a scan rate between all the channels.
Well, if it's made by Cisco, it's got to be like $4,000, right?
Oh, it's like $20 more. It's like $110.
Oh, okay.
It's not bad. It's supposed to be a high end card, but I've only heard about it, but it's got like dual antenna jacks. Like because there's in a wireless network, there's 12 different frequencies it uses, and normally there's a little. It seems like a little hesitation. They say between all the other cards, but this one because it's circuitry, it looks like it's actually listening to all the networks, all the different channels at once.
Cool.
I've heard it's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the super high end card, and I've heard that recommended like the best wireless card for war driving, you could say.
Cool.
So my card, and then a lot of the Linksys stuff, a lot of the other cards that I know of that are they're Prism, and they don't work with NetStumbler. There might be something that works with Linux. I don't know for sure, but yeah, the Orenco Gold card or the Orenco Silver card, because there's two versions of it. The only difference is the encryption, but then there's a firmware hack that makes it a gold card.
So okay.
Buying the silver card, I think it's like $10-$15 more.
All right. Well,
all I say is that if you don't have your wireless network encrypted, do it or you're shit.
Yeah, especially our airports and our military. You know, I mean, Starbucks, go ahead and keep them unencrypted for us. But you know, these other places, I don't know.
One day someone's going to come in there and do exactly what you're saying, make a picture of a midget or a dog, or it's going to be bad.
Yeah, and get sent to prison for about 5 years.
Exactly. And for him, I mean, we'll always say, like, have fun, but, yeah, it's not good. And there's no, and I don't know, it's just bad. But the state of it right now.
No, Dasher, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening.
I thought you had died.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Absorbing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. All right, so here we are at the last 7 minutes of our final weekly episode.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of sad, actually.
I mean, gentlemen, do you have like a little tear in your eye?
I do.
I'm sad.
I know I do.
I'm sad too. So, Wintermute.
Yeah.
How was your day?
My day, I don't know. my day started off, waking up at 11 o'clock.
Crack of noon.
Yeah. Had to go to the passport office. We get a passport. We're going overseas in a month.
Sweet.
Going to Italy.
Cool.
Little trip there.
Cool.
Bring me back something Italian.
Yeah, we'll bring you back. I'll bring you back home. We'll figure it out.
Bring me back an Italian pizza.
I'll get a picture of myself in front of a payphone or something.
There you go.
Hey. Hey, make the cover for Freak 25.
Yeah, they got, I was there, I know there before that, there's no, they, most of the payphones over in Europe, they don't, well, I know in Italy, at least in Rome, they don't use money, they use phone cards.
Right, yeah.
You gotta go to a store, and this is, and they gotta go to a store and go buy a card.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be like that over here pretty soon.
Yeah, well... Yeah,
I know AT&T phones are starting to say that you know, pretty soon you're not going to be able to make long distance calls with coins anymore.
Why not?
And I don't even think local calls for that matter. Well, because they want it to all be calling cards. You know, they don't want people putting $5 worth of quarters into the machines and then they get flooded and then you have to send the guy out there to take the quarters out. And
yeah, well,
over there the payphones are actually, they're a hell of a lot different. They're like box, like orange boxes, or
oh yeah, they're different all over the world. But anybody who's ever looked at the back of a 2600 magazine knows that.
Yeah. So I'll get something interesting. Maybe I'll put like a tape recorder up to it or something.
Oh man, I would love to do that. Oh, I would kill to go overseas and play with their payphones. I would just be there all day, just dialing anything I could think of.
I'll try it out, and then a lot of it might be in Italian or something, so I'll be...
Do me a favor.
I'll record an Italian error message.
Okay.
Thank you. But also, press 0, get an operator, and just say, Screamer says hi. I might know her. All right, so... I mean, we are coming down to the wire. Now, I know some people are probably wondering, well, what does this mean? When are we going to get the next episode? Like I said, folks, chill. On September 20th.
Take your Prozac and listen.
Yes. September 20th, you're going to have another episode of HackerMind, which will be uploaded to our site. Now, we're working out something with Rant Radio. I got in touch with the owner of that site, and... what we're going to try to do, and now Dash, I'm going to need your help for this. If we record the show in 56 KBP, wow, you know what I'm saying.
KBPS.
Thank you. If we record it in that format, then he'll actually play it on Rant Radio. So if people want to tune in to hear it, they can go there and listen to it, or they can download it from us.
Okay.
And I can record the lower quality so that people don't have to download that. Ooh, that huge 11 meg file. Now, what I wanted to ask you, Dash, is how much space do we actually have on that web server that you're using?
Well, I can check for you.
Well, you don't have to do that right now, but...
When I first joined, they said unlimited, virtually unlimited, but I think they put a limit on it now. I don't know.
All right, well, we'll see what's going on there, and we're going to be putting up older episodes, right, in the coming weeks?
Yeah, just to keep people, tie them over.
Yeah, so Dash is going to be putting up some older episodes, so next week you can come back on Thursday and see, well, I don't want to say a brand new episode, but it will be one of those new to you episodes if you haven't heard it already.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to reminisce for some bizarre reason. And yeah, so that's about it. Wintermute, anything more from you?
No, just thinking at school Monday, gonna be hell.
Oh, you're going back?
Yeah, junior year. Oh crap.
Well, hey, you're an upperclassman.
That's true. I mean, I have a little power.
Yeah, absolutely. Give them hell, man.
Yeah, I own the school network anyway. I run it, so.
Really? Well, there you go.
Yeah, I had some fun.
And now, wait a minute. Your school puts you in charge of the network? Your job puts you in charge of the network?
Not my job, just the office.
The office.
Just call it the office.
The office. Okay, all right.
I mean, that was easy. The school network is a bunch of old 95 machines and server and all, and they want to put internet on there. I'm like, you're going to be a bitch. And Unreal, I was talking to Unreal, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, how do I do this, man? It's going to be hell. I got to secure these things. I got to, like, secure it. It's going to be hell, but we'll see. Hopefully I can do it.
Now, do they actually, I've always wondered this, and I actually have a family member who works in a school, so I know a little about it, but do they make you buy software for each individual machine?
Our school is very lazy. We just buy, I think we have a copy of Office 97 that's in every single machine.
Oh, okay.
We don't buy, I mean, we're not, I think public schools do that because of taxes and stuff.
Not here.
Oh, not there? Oh.
No, here, well, I mean, if you're saying that they put it on every single machine, you know, a different copy on every machine, that's what they do here.
Oh. They buy licenses.
Yeah, they have to mass order these things. If they want Windows 98 on this machine and Windows 98 on that machine, they have to get two copies of Windows 98.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know, but that's the way they do it, and this is the way we do it because we're out of time. Wintermute, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, last show.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to be on the shows, and I hope I can get on some tape shows now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You'll be here. I want to get Unreal back on. I want to get some more people on, and hopefully these shows can only go uphill. They can get even better or whatever you want to say.
D-Voice says, God, no, don't stop. So I think he's a little despondent that we're leaving.
God, no, don't stop. Wow, now that's a dedicated fan for you.
Yeah, D-Void, who we also met at H2K2.
Yeah, now, yeah, we were supposed to yell out their names, or Tuxbox and D-Void is...
Yeah, or something, and we did that, and me and Dash were looking around, we thought two lanky little guys stick their heads up, and we call them back up, but...
Meanwhile, I was getting beer.
Oh, Kamikaze wanted a shout, and I have to give it to him.
Man... This is the last live show. I'm sad. Sad, man.
I'm gonna cry, dude.
I'm already crying.
Alright. You guys take us out by being sad.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna say goodnight. This is Screamer Chaotix signing off until the next episode.
And
now you guys go ahead and say whatever you want.
This sucks, man.
This is the saddest moment of my entire life.
Oh, we're never gonna come back.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It's all over.